Although modern cars now all have seatbelts fitted, one area of concern to road safety practitioners was in the centre rear seat position of passenger cars, where lap sash belts were not mandatory. Michael Griffiths recalls an instance where a significant advance in vehicle safety was made through subtle persuasion.
In the rear seats of cars, they've had the lap sash seatbelts in both the left and right positions and manually adjustable lap-only seatbelts in the centre rear seating position for a long time. And the Victorian Parliamentary Committee on Road Safety managed to bring about a major review of Australian design rules 20 years ago. And I remember being part of the working committee, and we met many, many, many times. And I remember the head of the then Queensland Department of Transport, who said, if nothing else comes out of this review, let's at least agree that we will phase out lap-only seatbelts in the centre rear seating position. And the then head of the Federal Office of Road Safety made a firm commitment, cross his heart, hope to die, that that would be an absolute definite. And I can tell you, it's in 2009, that still hasn't happened. And after several years went by and that hadn't happened, going back, we got frustrated and we thought, oh, well, the only way to bring about any change here is embarrassment. So we decided to hold a high-profile seminar on lap-only seatbelts. And Dr. John Lane, who I would have said was the grandfather of road safety in Australia, was still alive and he spoke. Michael Henderson was one of the presenters. And the overwhelming message was clearly going to be that a lap-only seatbelt was a considerably inferior restraint to a lap sash seatbelt. And by then we were pretty worldly wise, so we engaged a media company to run the show. And they booked a ballroom at some major hotel in Sydney, and it was all absolutely spot on. And then they went around and tried to see if they could get one car company to agree, even though it wasn't a rule, to voluntarily fit lap sash in the centre rear. And what they said was, if you make this commitment to do it voluntarily, then that can be one of the leading media lines for the seminar. And Toyota agreed that they would voluntarily introduce all lap sash seatbelts in their centre rear seating position. And what came out of that, of course, was that then any other family sedans, your Ford Falcons and your Holden Commodores, and they all had to follow suit.